AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. More rains on tap for the Gulf Coast today, aggravating flooding from this week's deluge. Roads and bridges still washed out in southern Louisiana. Police Sergeant Jay Hawk in Hammond tells WVUE cars on flooded roads are just causing more damage to homes.
Try and keep people off roads because the houses don't have water. People driving through is pushing water into them.
At least three people have died in Louisiana. Meteorologist Patrick Burke.
Things will improve towards the latter half of the weekend, but until that happens, we still have a high risk for some flash flooding to continue in the New Orleans area and up towards Jackson, Mississippi.
Officials in Mississippi say the Leaf River in Hattiesburg on the rise could flood about 1,000 homes. In Chicago, protesters clashing with Donald Trump supporters forced the cancellation of a campaign rally. Trump decided not to attend for the safety of the crowd. Democrat Bernie Sanders says that he can beat Donald Trump.
We win when voter turnout is high. We lose when voter turnout is low.
Sanders urging his supporters to make sure they vote in Tuesday's primary. Hillary Clinton apologized after gay rights groups and AIDS activists pounced on her comments Friday that Nancy Reagan helped start a national conversation about AIDS in the 1980s. Protesters say they were struggling to get more federal help to fight the disease. Clinton's comments were made during coverage of Nancy Reagan's funeral. A rail strike averted for New Jersey commuters.
You can all smile now. We have reached a tentative agreement.
Stephen Burkett with the Transit Union Coalition. He says the tentative deal ends that threat looming over the morning. This is AP Radio News. A Russian banker working in New York pleads guilty in a case that alleged that he was part of a spy operation.
Evgeny Buryakov pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to act as the agent of a foreign government without registering with the Attorney General. Federal complaint charges he used his position to gather sensitive economic information and passed it to other Russian agents in clandestine meetings. Buryakov agreed to a 2.5-year prison sentence, which means he'll probably return to Russia in the next year. The Cold War may be over, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says in a statement, but Russian spies are still working in the U.S. Two other alleged spies named in the complaint have already left the country. Warren Levinson, New York.
Remember Donald Sterling and his wife Shelley, co-owners of the L.A. Clippers, until his female friend released tapes of him making racist comments? They have decided to stay married. The Sterlings were in divorce proceedings, but they opted out now, saying they're going to keep their marriage intact. Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.